Chapter 1. Graduated Licensing Laws for New Drivers. Effective October 1, 2006, the graduated licensing program affects license holders under the age of 18. The graduated licensing program requires the following. Permit phase. Driver must be 16 years old to apply for permit. Parent, guardian must sign application for permit. Drivers must have 180-day instruction period after receiving permit. Permit holder must drive with a licensed driver 21 years old or older. Permit holder under the age of the 18th of May not drive between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m. unless the person can demonstrate good cause for driving. Parent, guardian must certify 60 hours practice driving. 10 hours must be at night, before road skills test can be administered. Documentation forms for this requirement are found in the back of this manual. This documentation is required before the skills test. Passenger restriction. Limited to one unrelated person under 20 years of age. Driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs is prohibited. A driver under the age of 18 who accumulates more than 6 points may have their driving privilege suspended. No serious moving violations are allowed for those under 18 during the permit phase. If violation occur, the applicant's 180-day waiting period begins again from the date of the violation. Intermediate phase. Must pass driving skills test after 180-day permit period. Kentucky State Police License Examiner will place the intermediate sticker onto the permit when applicant passes the skills test. Intermediate driver under the age of the 18th of May not drive between midnight and 6 a.m. unless the person can demonstrate good cause for driving. Passenger restriction. Limited to one unrelated person under 20 years of age. Driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs is prohibited. A driver under the age of 18 who accumulates more than 6 points may have their driving privilege suspended. Intermediate phase continued. No serious moving violations are allowed for intermediate drivers under 18. If violations occur, the applicant's 180-day waiting period for license issuance begins again from the date of the violation. All intermediate drivers must complete a 4-hour safety class before getting a full license. The goal of the 4-hour class is to ensure a minimum level of knowledge about driver license laws and to reinforce safe driving habits. Intermediate drivers who take a high school driver education course or a course from an approved private driving school will not be required to take the 4-hour class offered by the Transportation Cabinet. Driver's license will be issued upon meeting all qualifications from permit and intermediate phases. All drivers under the age of 21 are subject to zero alcohol tolerance. Drivers who receive a permit before 18 years of age now have the option of completing an online graduated license course at https://www.myimprov.com/drivers-education/kentucky/. For more information regarding the graduated licensing program, call Division of Driver Licensing at 502-564-1257. The seatbelt law is now a primary law in Kentucky. You may be stopped and given a ticket by a law enforcement officer if you are observed not wearing your seatbelt. Buckle up. It's the law. The licensing process. To be eligible to apply for a Kentucky operator's license, motorcycle license, or moped license, you must have reached your 16th birthday, and your driving privilege must not have been withdrawn in this state or any other state. You will begin the process in the circuit court clerk's office in your county of residence. When applying for an instruction permit or license for the first time, you must present the following. Social Security card. Birth certificate. For applicants under the age of 18, the signature and license or social security number of parent or legal guardian must be listed on the application. No pass, no drive form. See page 3 of this manual for details. These rules and regulations have been established by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. The circuit court clerk is required to follow these rules. It is their responsibility to determine that the application for a driver's license is complete and accurate and that the applicant meets the requirements to apply for a Kentucky license. After the clerk has prepared the application, The Kentucky State Police License Examiner will administer the tests. You will be given a vision screening test to determine if you meet minimum visual requirements and a written knowledge test of the information contained in this manual. If you failed the written test, you may return the next day that tests are given in your county. An applicant for a moped license, who has no other type of license, must take only the written test and vision screening test in order for a license to be issued. A road test is not required for a moped license. After passing the required tests, you will return to the circuit court clerk's office where you will be issued an instruction permit. This permit is valid for 3 years and may be renewed. If the permit is not renewed within 1 year of the expiration date of the previous permit, the written and vision tests must be repeated. You may apply for the road skills test 180 days from the issue date of the first permit, if you are under the age of 21. Permit holders ages 16 and 17 must meet the graduated driver license program requirements listed on pages 1 and 2 before a road test will be administered. If you are age 21 or over, you must hold your permit 30 days before being eligible to take the road test. Please check with the local examiner or circuit court clerk for the testing availability in your county. If you failed the road test, you are required by law to wait 7 days before another test can be administered. Once you have passed the road skills test, the examiner will record the results and send you back to the circuit clerk's office for your license to be issued. Drivers under age 18 will receive intermediate status after successful completion of the road test. Your driver's license record is maintained by the Transportation Cabinet, Division of Driver Licensing, in Frankfurt. This agency keeps track of all traffic citations, accidents, suspensions, reinstatements, and assignments to traffic school. They alone have control of your driving file. Any questions concerning licensing qualifications or your driving record should be directed to that agency. Driving is an enormous responsibility. In your hands you place your life and the lives of all drivers and pedestrians around you. Please study this manual and have a safe driving career. This manual will give you information on safe driving rules and practices to help you become a safer driver. The information will help you pass the driver test. The Kentucky Driver Manual is also available on the internet. Kentucky State Police website, www.kentuckystatepolice.org. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet website, www.transportation.ky.gov. Change of address or name. If you change your address or name for any reason, you must obtain a duplicate license within 10 days. You may be cited by a police officer for not changing your address or name. If your name change is a result of marriage or divorce, please bring the proper legal documents showing proof. Contact your circuit court clerk's office to make these changes. Renewal or duplicate license. Your permit or license is valid from the date issued through the expiration date shown on the permit or license. All licenses issued after July 2000 will expire 30 days from the license holder's birth date, unless suspended or revoked. If you are 21 or over, you may renew your license up to 6 months before the expiration date by applying in person at your local circuit court clerk's office. If you lose your license, a duplicate may be obtained by applying at your local circuit clerk's office. You must show positive identification, such as a social security card and a typed proof of residence address, to get a duplicate permit or license. Residents serving in the military. Residents serving in the military may renew by mail or by personal designee when, at the time of expiration, they are outside the Commonwealth of Kentucky. This does not include CDL renewals.